I'm Bethany Conway. Welcome to Courage to Live in Your Trueness podcast, where we talk about the real and raw process of staying true to who we are in everyday life. Learning to find joy, hope, and peace in the midst of it all. Hey everyone, thanks for joining me for today's podcast. Today we're going to talk about vulnerability and being vulnerable. And for some of you, hang in there. This can be a scary word. It can maybe bring anxiety and just, oh my gosh, nervousness, because it means allowing yourself to be seen by other people, like truly seen. And it's scary. Vulnerability can be so scary for so many people. And I know that throughout my life, it has been a process, and I'm still a work in process of learning to be vulnerable, learning to let people in, to truly see who I am and to get to know me as a person, and just to making those heart connections. So I want to share a story that I think really goes along with this whole thing about vulnerability. So just about a year ago, I had just given birth to our long-awaited son. And it was so exciting. We have three beautiful girls, and then we finally got a boy. And our whole family got to experience the joy of him coming into the world, which is absolutely amazing. And so we had just gotten home from the hospital. It had been a couple days, and we needed a few things from the store, and had to run a few errands. So my husband was going to run into town with one of our girls, and I was like, oh, I don't feel like going. We just got home from the hospital a couple days ago, and I just need to rest. I just need to stay home. But I could really, really use a Starbucks coffee. And so my husband's like, yeah, totally. I'll bring you home a Starbucks coffee. I'm like, great. So you text me when you're about ready to go to Starbucks. And I have this handy dandy Starbucks app on my phone, and I will place an order at the Starbucks you're going to and submit it. And then all you have to do is walk in there and pick it up. So I was super excited because, number one, I love the Starbucks app. It's so easy and so convenient, and I'm addicted. But this way, he didn't even have to worry about trying to remember what I wanted to order, or trying to figure out, was it a grande? Was it extra sweet? Not sweet? You know, hot, cold? Just all those things that you try to remember when you're ordering a specialty drink at a coffee shop. So this is going to work great. So my husband and daughter left, and our two youngest daughters, and the house was quiet. It was just me and Jonathan, our little guy. He was sleeping, and my oldest daughter was downstairs sleeping. So the house was quiet. I'm like, I'm just going to take a shower and just take my time getting ready. Oh, just some me time. And so I got in the shower, took my time, and got out. And then I get a text from my husband. You know, we're headed over to Starbucks. We're done running our errand. We're going to head that way in probably about 5-10 minutes. I'm like, perfect. I'm going to place the order right now. So I'm in my bedroom trying to place I open up the Starbucks app, and I'm trying to place our orders. And for some reason, I could just not get darn reception on my phone. Like, it was not loading. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to go to the living room. So I take myself to the living room. I'm sitting there on the couch. I have my phone, and finally I have reception. And I don't know why it was better there, but I am sitting there in my undies. And you know, like, you're home from the hospital just a couple days, and not only am I in my big girl panty undies, but I'm like, you have those giant pads that you have to wear after you have a baby. And if you're a mom and you've had children, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Wearing those ginormous pads, and I'm sitting there naked other than just wearing those. And I'm sitting there on the couch in my living room trying to order our Starbucks. And it's just taken forever, friends, just taken forever. And like, what the heck? And so I look up as I'm trying to think about like how to do this. And all of the sudden, there is a man's face looking in the front door window. I screamed bloody murder and ran as fast as my naked post-pregnant body could run to the kitchen. I was like, what the heck? Oh my gosh, my heart was racing. I was like freaking out inside and like, oh my gosh, what am I gonna do? What am I gonna do? Somebody just saw me naked. And my oldest daughter comes bolting up the steps because somebody's now pounding at the front door. And she's like, Mom, what's going on? I said, somebody's at the front door. Maddie, somebody's at the front door. I don't know who it is. And I'm like trying to see if there's anything I could cover up with. You know, when you run to the kitchen, all you have is those dinky little drying towels that could barely cover anything. So I'm trying to figure out, what am I going to cover myself up with? And so I'm like trying to reach as far as I can without being seen through the window over to the banister to grab a red jean jacket that was one of my daughter's and try to cover up with it. So I'm standing there crouched in the kitchen and my daughter like peeks around the window. And here I'm thinking, what the heck? Who in the heck would be knocking on the door? And she's like, Mom, it's our neighbor. So she opens the door and bless his heart, our neighbor had come to drop off ribs that he'd been grilling for like 24 hours, dropped them off for us to eat and for a meal. And I was like scared, death like, oh my gosh, my neighbor, we had just moved to this neighborhood like a couple months ago, just saw me naked. And not just like when, you know, I'm nice and trim, I'm talking postpartum, pregnant, post-pregnancy, naked. And so he says to my daughter, as he hands her the ribs, tell your mom I didn't see anything. And I was like, whatever. Oh my gosh. And so she shut the door and my daughter was like, what the heck was that all about, Mom? I thought something happened to the baby, the way you screamed and pounded across the floor because she was in the basement. And I said, no, I didn't know what was happening. You know, hindsight was our dog Grace was barking a few minutes before that. I'm like, Grace, just zip your mouth. Would you stop barking? The baby's sleeping. So I didn't even take note that she was trying to warn me that somebody was coming. Oh my gosh. But what does this story have to do with vulnerability? Here I am. I think about this. Being vulnerable is just like being caught ordering Starbucks naked. Yes, it is. Because, folks, I had just had a baby. So I wasn't my size 2, size 4 that I used to be, all plump and firm. I shouldn't say plump. I should just say firm. I was now plump, stretch marked out, engorged breast, swollen in my legs and my abdomen, like everything was out of whack. You know, you're like got water retention and just like everything's jiggly and just, it's just saggy. And here I am exposed to the world. I shouldn't say just to my neighbor, primarily just to my neighbor. But anyways, bless his heart. Amazing guy, brought us amazing ribs that were fantastic. But here you are exposed and there's nothing to hide behind. And vulnerability is just like that. It's like you are showing, when you choose to show up and to share and bear all, it's risky. It's scary. People are going to see the good, the bad, and the ugly. They're going to see it all. And the choices that we make when we choose to be vulnerable is like, who are we going to share these moments with in our life? These vulnerabilities, these opportunities to trust someone, to bring somebody into that circle of trust, into the closest places of our heart, into those where we are going to share a piece of us, and how they choose to respond when we share that piece, when we share that part of our heart, that way we think, that way we process things that maybe have happened to us throughout our life. When we choose to share a small piece of who we are, how that person responds to us will determine whether or not we choose to share more, whether or not we choose to be even more vulnerable. And vulnerability is something that we cannot, what's the way I'm trying to say this? Vulnerability is something that is a must in any good, solid, deep relationship. You know, there are a lot of people that we have in our you know, you see those diagrams where we have these rings and there's this outer ring where it's like our acquaintances, and then this inner ring, which is like people who are a little bit closer to us. And then there's that ball that's in the middle, that circle that's in the middle. And there's only like maybe 2 to 4 people, maybe 5 people that ever get to that inner circle of closeness and relationship with us in our lifetime. And, but how do those people get there? They get there by moments of trust, moments of vulnerability where we share a piece of our heart and we realize that they are someone who's going to take that as a precious treasure, a jewel, and they know the value of what it means for you to share with them and to connect with them, and they hold it precious. They're safe people. They're people that are a confidant and can keep what you share with them confidential, no matter how juicy the story or the struggle, no matter what you share with them, they are safe people that you can open up your heart to. And when we talk about vulnerability, vulnerability is just not something, a flippant word. It's not just a flippant action. Vulnerability is something that takes time. It takes time to build trust with people. It takes time to cultivate relationships that will end up going to that level of vulnerability. Because I know I have been with people and met people that you've only hung out a few times and then you go out to coffee with them and all of a sudden they're sharing their deepest, darkest secret and you are like looking at them like a deer in headlights and you're like, what the heck? What are they sharing with me? Why are they sharing this with me? And oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do with this? Because I didn't even think we were at this level in friendship yet. I didn't even think that we were here together. Like, we were on the same page. Like, is this like I'm supposed to now be your best friend? Or what am I supposed to do with this information? And then all of a sudden you are like backpedaling and trying to come up with excuses why you can't get together with this person the next time they call. And because it almost like freaked you out because they shared too much, too fast, too soon, and you were not ready for it. So vulnerability and trust, it takes time. It's something you cultivate and something you nurture over time. And that, my friends, is what it's like to be naked after being pregnant with your neighbor. Oh my gosh. It takes time and trust, and the people that you let into that inner circle are going to see, and let's say this figuratively, they're going to see your stretch marks. They're going to see your swollen abdomen and all the things that are not the perfect picture that maybe we sometimes have that image for the rest of the world. But those people that we let into that inner circle and those in that safe place will get to see what it's like. They get to see the truth of who you are as a person. And I'm not saying that means you're fake to the rest of the world. No, that is not what I mean at all. We want to be authentic people. We want to be true in our actions and our behaviors. I'm talking about the inner things, the inner thoughts that we have. We're not going to share our innermost, deepest secrets and desires with the world. We are going to share them with those people who are closest to us, those dear friends, our spouse, our significant other, those people who have earned the right to hear my story, earned the right to see my scars, earned the right to see my engorged abdomen after having a baby, earned the right to be in that birthing suite, earned the right to be there next to me when I hurt, earned the right by trust, by moments of trust, moments of truth, and moments of vulnerability, and moments of being confident in them being a safe person. Brené Brown says, vulnerability is the birthplace, birthplace, get that, okay, no pun intended. Well, yes, pun totally intended. Let me start that again. Vulnerability is the birthplace of love, belonging, joy, courage, empathy, and creativity. It is the source of hope, empathy, accountability, and authenticity. That's by Brené Brown. When we step into vulnerability, it cultivates love. It cultivates connection. And if you heard my last podcast about overcoming isolation and just that we're designed for relationship and we're hot wired for relationship. If you heard that last podcast, this is what we're talking about with vulnerability. We all want to belong. And when we find that place and we find that someone, when we find our tribe, when we find those few people that we can share all and bear all with, the joy that comes from that, the belonging, the sense of belonging, the hope, the accountability, and just the opportunity to be authentic in who we are as people. It just takes everything to a whole other level of being satisfied in friendships, being satisfied in relationships, being vulnerable with the essence of who we are with safe people. There is just so much peace, so much hope, because you link arm in arm with them, even when you go through struggles, when you go through the hard times in your life, the lows, and then when you come into those places of joy and happiness and success, those people that you have been vulnerable with, those people who've been with you through the lows, and they're the people that get to go with you through the highs, it brings joy and hope and just so much strength that comes from being vulnerable. So, my friends, what is my challenge to you today? My challenge today is make sure you're wearing clothes in your living room, especially if you have a window in the front part of your house that has no window covering. Make sure you wear your robe. Okay, that's number one challenge. Okay. The other challenge would be take a risk. Life is too short to not take a risk, to not take a risk and be vulnerable with the people that are closest to you. Sure, it may be scary. Sure, it may be full of anxiety and might just, but if you just take a little bit, just take a little bit, a little piece of yourself and like the trust test and just begin to offer that out to those people that are closest to you in your life and see how it's received. Watch as those relationships go deeper, become stronger and rooted and grounded in love and joy and acceptance. My challenge is to take the risk because it's worth it. Take the risk to be vulnerable because, my friends, you will be so full and overflowing with joy, love, and belonging. Thank you for listening today. Until next time, have a most fantastic, wonderful day.